My name is Isabel, and the Hmong New Year is an event where we all come together and celebrate our culture. It also means to honor the spirit of our ancestors.
I'm Eric Vu, and it's like to honor all the Hmong or Asian community, and it's like to celebrate all the ancestors from the past.
That's Isabel Vu and Aerith Vu. They're both seventh graders at Torones Middle School in Fresno. Later today, they and other students will put on a Hmong New Year celebration with dances, singing, and lots of food.
It's really fun.
That's 12-year-old Kyle Mua.
You get to buy stuff that you never tried before, papaya and all that stuff. Well, not that, but like pho and noodles and all that stuff.
Eighth grader Emily Lee says the Hmong New Year is a good time to embrace the Hmong culture and other cultures.
This doesn't come all around the year. It only comes once, obviously. We don't have our own country, obviously. We come from Thailand and Laos, so we'll embrace other cultures. So traditionally, you would see probably Korean booths or anime booths, which is from Japan, obviously.
She worries aspects of the Hmong culture are slowly disappearing as the community becomes more assimilated in the United States. It's another reason she says the New Year events are important.
Some Hmong people are really Americanized to probably the third or fourth generation, which I think is kind of sad when they don't know their own language. So I think this is a really, really good thing for them and their family.
And I asked the students about that. Many of their families have been here for decades. How well do they know the Hmong language? Here's Aerith Vu again, and another seventh grader, Idea Yang.
I grew up speaking my language, Hmong, and as I grew older, I kind of lost it because I was going to school with other races, so I kind of picked up on English more than I picked up on Hmong. And my grandma would get really mad at me because I can't speak and I'm not fluent anymore. And she gets really mad, so I need to practice more often.
It's nice that I can speak my own language and that my friends around me can understand. But now that I'm growing up, I kind of lost it because when I used to live with my grandma, but then she had passed. So I don't really speak anymore because I usually speak it to her.
Idea says he mostly speaks English with his parents.
But then last summer, they made me go to a summer program for Hmong, so I still kind of know.
Emily Lee says there are ways of making sure the language is passed down.
I think that the parents should probably involve the grandparents more because they are more traditional, so they should probably go visit more. And there are households where there are grandparents living with them, but then some people just don't choose to learn it. They'll understand it, but they can't speak it.
Preparing the events for today's school celebration also gave students a diversion from the horrific mass shooting that happened in Fresno November 17th. It left four people in the Hmong community dead and six injured. The student's teacher, Linda Tao, says all of her Hmong students were affected by it.
But in our culture, we don't really speak about our feelings. And so they don't speak about it. They don't, but we see it. We definitely see it.
And she says some community members are afraid to come out and gather in large groups.
I'm not discouraged, though. You know, it's something that I look forward to every year. Like Emily said earlier, it only happens once a year. So it's something I definitely look forward to, but I will definitely be on guard because I've got two little boys. So I will definitely keep my eyes on the kids.
And like her students, she says Hmong New Year is a way to remind herself of her roots, her past.
A way for me to kind of come back to, especially in America, to come back and realize, oh, this is who I am. This is my identity. I am Hmong.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.